This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And we are just about set for this 2A state semifinal. It's been quite an experience for these Hillsboro ladies here since they arrived in town yesterday. And now it's game time. Matouche will be in the center jump circle for the Toppers. And for the Commandos, it will be the Shira Butts. And this 2A state semifinal is just about underway. Michael Jones, Leroy Schulter, and Kevin Spraw, the officials. And the tap is controlled by the Commandos. And they will get it first, man-to-man for Hillsboro. As Marshall has it up front with James. In the right corner it goes to Smith. Back to James. How will Hillsboro handle the quickness? James rises from the foul line, missed it. Rebound down to Matouche, lost it, gets it back. And it bounced on the baseline, so it'll belong to Marshall. That was knocked away by Zamudio, away from Sammy. And it'll stay with Chicago Marshall. Baseline out of bounds. A Commando at each corner of the lane. Hudson looking, gets it in left side of the key to James. In the corner, that's a three ball rimmed out. Rebound belongs to Marshall and Butts. Put back, missed it. Another rebound, Marshall. Now it's to the floor. Tester to the deck. She picks it up. Outlet to Meyer. Here come the Toppers on the fly. Jade Scroggins into the front court. Rupert on the left wing. Bounce pass to Jade. Matouche. Three ball, right wing, yes, for Sammy Matouche. And the Toppers have the first bucket of the ball game. 3-0 as the All-Stater cans it. Hillsboro definitely has the fan advantage here tonight. As per usual, the Chicago school does not bring a lot of people. On the attack, Smith baseline, she stepped out of bounds. 7:02 for the opening quarter. And a good start for the Toppers. That'll help them settle in. Marshall showing the full court pressure. Sammy in the backcourt off to Meyer. Right back to Matouche, middle of the floor. Sammy, pass to Jade into the front court. Gets it away to Matouche. Here's Meyer on the right wing. Down to the block to Tester. Double team, makes the tough catch. Rises up and it's down for Claire Tester. And an early 5-0 lead for the Toppers. The Topper fans love it on the far side of the floor behind the Hillsboro bench. Their fans have been amazing all season, but especially through this postseason run. Up top with Smith. On the wing it goes to James. She wants to drive baseline, cut off by Sammy. Hillsboro in a zone piece right now. That pass is tipped away, stolen. Deflected by Scroggins, picked up by Tester. Two turnovers for the Commandos. That gets Dorothy Gators up off the bench. She stares up at the big scoreboard above midcourt. Down to Matouche, kicks out Rupert. Aubrey, bounce pass, elbow Tester, back to Rupert. Aubrey, another bounce pass to Claire. Off to Meyer on the baseline. Scroggins, Jade fires around and out. No good. And the rebound down to the Commandos. Here comes James into the front court. Jajanye attacked. And I think she traveled. She did. Third turnover on the Commandos. And a substitution early for Marshall as Rakesha Sims will check in, the 5'7 junior, replacing Jayana Smith. Good start for Hillsboro. Just like they dreamed last night when their heads hit the pillow. 5:53 for the opening quarter. 5-0 Hillsboro. Marshall's turned it over three times in the early stages. The Hillsboro fans are jacked up. Meyer gets it into Matouche in the backcourt. Sammy, little head fake off to Meyer. Kylie, in a little bit of trouble. She'll throw it long in the front court to Claire. Right in front of our broadcast position now, top of the key to Matouche. We're courtside here at Redbird Arena as Jade brings it to the right side of the key. Sammy drives baseline, cut off, skips to Meyer. Kylie almost went out of bounds, gets it away to Rupert. Jade on the right wing, quick first step. Aubrey, Kylie on the left wing. Meyer now brings it back to Rupert into the hands of Scroggins. We played almost 3 minutes, Hillsboro leading 5-0. Matouche into the triple threat on the right wing. Sammy brings it back out to Jade Scroggins. Jade in the corner. Rupert lines it up. Missed it, and the rebound down to Marshall and to Shira Butts. Butts into the front court for Marshall. 2-3 zone right now for the Toppers. Oh, nice spin move, left it short. Rebound back tapped, picked up by Scroggins. Tester did a nice job there on the inside. She has been huge for Hillsboro with the interior play throughout this entire postseason journey. Meyer in the corner goes to Scroggins. Jade back to Kylie, foul line to Tester. She will turn, face, leaves it for Rupert, top of the key. That pass is tipped, and then it's off of Jade's hands, out of bounds, and it'll belong to Marshall. If Jade could have just let it go, it would have been Hillsboro ball, but instinctually, she made an effort for it. That'll be the first turnover on Hillsboro. And we have our first stoppage with immediate timeout. 4:41 for the opening quarter. And as we go to the first break, Hillsboro leads Chicago Marshall 5-0 in the 2A state semifinal on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Redbird Arena. Longer timeouts here at the state tournament. So Hillsboro went to break the huddle at normal length. They started to go back on the floor, and one of the officials had to push him back into the huddle and said, not yet. But the first immediate timeout, Hillsboro leading Chicago Marshall 5-0. A three ball for Sammy got him going, and then a bucket for Claire Tester. Jade Scroggins rimmed a 15-footer off the baseline. 2-3 zone for the Toppers. Up top with Sims. She works right side with Jalen Jimenez, who checked in at the timeout. Left wing with Butts, top of the key to Zamudio. On the baseline now with Sims. Down low, turning and facing is Hudson. Kicks out, three ball. Jimenez missed it. Rebound tipped around, and eventually it's going to be corralled by Marshall. It went through three different topper hands, a couple different commando hands, and eventually Marshall corrals it down to Butts, and a foul on Tester. Chicago Marshall relentless on the glass. And a team like this, sometimes blocking out isn't even good enough. You got to put your backside into them and root them out. Inbounds play goes in to Butts, and she rises from the heart of the lane and puts it down. Marshall on the board halfway through the opening quarter. 5-2 Hillsboro. Sammy into the front court. Matouche on the wing. Meyer. Kylie, 4-3, just grazed the front iron, and the rebound down to Marshall. Always good to get that first shot out of the way, though. If you're Kylie Meyer, on the attack, Butts right to the rim, off the window and down for DeSharia Butts. Four quick points for Marshall out of the timeout, and it's 5-4 Hillsboro. Across the floor to Matouche into the front court. Sammy puts it on the floor. Pressure defense from Marshall. Meyer on the left wing, holding, hesitating a little bit, finds Tester beyond the top of the key. Claire puts it on the deck, kicks to Rupert. Aubrey across the floor to Scroggins. Jade. Little head fake, attacks, up off the window, it's good. High off the glass with the left hand for Jade, it's good. She was trying to draw the foul, but she got the bucket. 7-4 Toppers, 3:05 opening quarter. Butts on the left wing for Marshall. Zamudio on the right wing with Sims. She'll rise from 15, too strong. Rebound belongs though to Marshall. They're doing a good job on the glass. Now it's tipped out by Hillsboro. It'll stay with Chicago Marshall. A lot of offensive rebounds early for the Commandos. Substitution at the table for Marshall. It'll be Ashante Kaiser checking in, replacing Jimenez. Sideline out of bounds for Chicago Marshall. Hillsboro leads 7-4, 2:50 for the opening quarter. Down, oh, nice spin move, but Hudson missed it. Offensive rebound, that's missed. Another rebound, Hudson. And that now it's going to be turned over off of Marshall. Fourth turnover on the Commandos, and you know that's been a theme for Hillsboro this postseason. Plains missed a lot of point-blank looks. Greenville missed a number of bunnies. The Commandos just missed two right there. Got to have Lady Luck on your side. Full court pressure. Toppers will have to handle that tonight. They do right here across the front court with Scroggins. Splits the double team. Bounce pass. Baseline. Emily Reynolds has checked in too strong. Tester had the rebound, but it's picked up by Hudson, and then she traveled. Actually, that's Butts. She got the rebound on the fly. Tester was harassing her. And that'll be the fifth turnover on Marshall. 2:26, quarter number one, 2A state semifinal. Meyer gets it into Scroggins. Jade on the right wing to Matouche. In the corner to Meyer. Kylie tries to feed the post. It's deflected away right to Sammy. Here's Scroggins, top of the key. She will handle Meyer, right wing. She'll fire the three. Too strong this time. Rebound is saved by Reynolds to Matouche. Sammy, corner pocket. Got it. Sammy Matouche, her second three ball of the quarter. Great offensive rebound from Emily Reynolds, the 5A junior. And it's 10-4 Toppers. 2 minutes for the opening quarter. The All-Stater showing up big here in her first state semifinal game. She'll shoot threes for the three-point crown after the semifinal. Down to Hudson. Tough catch in traffic. Rattled out. Free throws for Brandy Hudson. That'll be the second team foul. And the personal will go on Tester. That's going to be her second. She's got both fouls. At the free throw line, Brandy Hudson, 5'9 senior. Toss. Good. First point for Hudson. Macy Blankenship will check in, replacing Tester. Again, great effort and energy from Tester on the inside. It'll be a long night for Claire on the interior. That free throw is back rimmed, but another rebound down to Chicago. Marshall belongs to Rakesha Sims. Marshall dominating the boards right now. Hillsborough's going to have to shore that up. Three ball, back rim, no good by Kaiser. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Hillsborough. Toppers doing everything they want here in the opening quarter except on the rebounding. Marshall is getting all sorts of second, third, and even fourth opportunities. In the backcourt, Meyer gets past the pressure down the sideline. Keeps the dribble alive. Long bounce pass. Dangerous. Threw it away. Turned over. Picked off by Zamudio. She will race down the floor. Spins away from Scroggins. Wild reverse layup. Missed it. Rebound is back tapped. And Marshall will have it out near midcourt. And then a double dribble. Sixth Marshall turnover. Nobody was around Zamudio that time. And an unforced error. Dorothy Gators has another substitute coming to the table, checking in. Returning, Gianna Smith. 10-5 Toppers, 66 seconds for the opening quarter. Scroggins in the backcourt. Picks up the dribble, gets it off to Meyer. Kylie Meyer, bounce pass to Scroggins. Got to have crisp, short passes against this Chicago Marshall team. High post to Blankenship, Scroggins. Little head fake, Sammy. Can she get three in a row? Back rim that one, and the rebound down to Marshall. 45 seconds for the opening quarter of this state semifinal. In the front court come the Commandos. Hudson almost traveled there. They get it off to Kaiser for three, and she traveled. Shuffled her feet on the catch. Seven Marshall turnovers. You know, it wouldn't be the first time that a Chicago Public League school took a small town from the southern part of the state lightly. Toppers making them pay early. 35 seconds for the quarter. Now Scroggins loses the handle up the sideline. Third Hillsborough turnover. There will be relentless pressure tonight on the Topper ball handlers. Must be strong with the basketball. 10-5 Hillsborough leading. Sammy's got two threes in the quarter. Scroggins and Tester with the other buckets. Out front with Rakesha Sims. In the corner now on the left wing to Sims. Feeds the post to Hudson. She's triple team. Kaiser, she'll line up the three. That's an air ball. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Hillsborough. Kaiser just left shaking her head as she walks back towards midcourt. And now she'll shake her head on her way to the bench as Naya Zamudio will check back in. Zamudio played just 11 games. She didn't join the team till the middle part of January, averaging over 17 points for the club. Scroggins in the backcourt, triple team. Gets it off to Matouche. Sammy into the front court. Down to Reynolds, and she's fouled. Almost got it with the left hand. Two free throws for Emily Reynolds. That'll be the first foul on Marshall. And to the free throw line, Emily Reynolds, the 5'8 junior. Zamudio on the personal. Emily. Eyes up the first toss. And knocks it down. Pure, didn't even touch the iron. First point for Reynolds, an 11-5 Hillsborough lead. Sheridan Lyrilla in for the topper. Scroggins will get a breather here at the end of the quarter. Just 10.7 for the first quarter. I think Brett Teakin says, stay right here close to me. You're going right back in at the quarter. Gives her a quick little bit of instruction. Reynolds, second free throw. Back rim that one, and the rebound down to Marshall. 9 seconds for the quarter. Quickly in the front court with Zamudio. She pulls up for a deep three, almost banked it in, no. Rebound to Lyrilla. 2 seconds off to Matouche. Sammy lets it fly. It grazed the front iron from beyond midcourt. What a start for Hillsborough. The Topper fans rise to their feet after 8 minutes in the 2A state semifinal. It is Hillsborough 11, Chicago Marshall 5. We're back following these messages on WSMI. What a start for Hillsborough here in the 2A state semifinal at Redbird Arena. Toppers lead Chicago Marshall 11-5. Sammy with 6 points in the quarter, both on threes. 2 points for Claire Tester, 2 points for Jade Scroggins, one for Emily Reynolds. Chicago Marshall is owning the glass, a 13-6 rebounding advantage, seven offensive rebounds for Chicago Marshall. However, they have not really capitalized and turned those in to points. So a perfect start in so many ways for Hillsborough here tonight, and they should certainly be settled into the ball game now, but Chicago Marshall will only pick up the intensity as this ball game moves along. I had Hillsborough for just 3 turnovers in the first half or first quarter of play. Marshall with 7 turnovers in the opening quarter. Toppers will get the basketball to start quarter number two. Jade Scroggins is back on the floor with Meyer. Nakiah Harson is in with Emily Reynolds and Sammy Matouche. Sammy has it way out on the right wing. Manda May in for the Commandos. She's being checked out there by Rakresha Sims. Sammy works right side, off to Meyer, right wing. Kylie, top of the key to Scroggins. Little high post action here into the hands of Reynolds. Emily motions. She wants someone to come get the basketball into the hands of Jade. Jade works left side, gets the left double. Reynolds holds top of the key. She will pivot around, leaves it for Meyer. Into the hands of Sammy on the right wing. Matouche into the triple threat. Waves the basketball in front of Sims. Now she brings it back out. Sims in a low defensive position. Harston sets a nice screen. Sammy bounces on the left wing. Pass to Harston. Oh, give and go. Matouche off the window. It's good. 8 for Sammy. A very nice patient possession for the Toppers there. They held the basketball for almost 50 seconds, and they get the bucket. 13-5 Hillsboro. 7 minutes for the first half. Top of the key with Sims. Down in the block to Hutchins. She's double-teamed. That pass is tipped around, but it eventually goes right to Butts, who lays it up and in off the window. That ball was loose in the middle of the lane, but Hillsboro couldn't come up with it. Now somebody lost a headband or something, so they will pick that up and toss it aside on the south end of the floor. Aubrey Rupert back in for the Toppers. Hillsboro going towards the north end here in the first half, away from their bench. Matouche in the backcourt. The Commandos have pulled off the full court pressure, just man-to-man pressure up the floor. Sammy across the timeline, leaves it for Meyer on the right wing. Kylie gets a screen from Sammy, brings it across the head of the key. Bounce pass to Rupert. Aubrey back to Kylie. Foul line to Harston. Nakiah kicks to Matouche. Sammy down to Harston, posted on the right block. She kicks out Rupert. Aubrey for three. Front rimmed it, and the rebound down to Marshall. Here comes Asheria Butts. She will bring it in the front court. Hillsboro does a good job of getting back. That also critical for Hillsboro here tonight. Must get back, keep Marshall out of transition. Hudson at the foul line, leaves it off right wing for James. On the baseline, that pass is tipped loose. Hudson picks it up, and she's fouled. I think they'll get Harston. Third team foul. Marshall getting the loose balls right now. They are so quick. 13-7, Toppers leading. Matouche kind of set the tone when she came out and hit the first bucket of the night. The All-Stater. That's a deep three, and it's canned by Zamudio. Her first bucket, and that was well beyond the arc. Of course, they have the college line here as well, and she was a few steps beyond that. Matouche on the left wing. Three-point lead for the Toppers. Sammy. Foul line to Harson, and on the cut, Matouche is fouled. That nice give and go where they put a topper in the high post at the foul line, and then Matouche able to make a cut off of it, and usually that ends well for the Toppers. This time it draws a foul as they will get Sims on the personal. Baseline out of bounds. They will lob out to Sammy near midcourt. Oh, she bounced the ball off her foot, but then reverse English kept it in the front court to avoid the over and back. I don't know how that happened. Scroggins. Bounce pass, Harston off the window, it's good. Nice find from Scroggins to Nakiah, and Harston has her first bucket. Some reverse English after the ball bounced off Matusha's foot. You don't see that very often. It looked like it was ticketed for the backcourt. Backspin like a lob wedge. Here's a top of the key three off the back rim, no good for Zamudio. Oh, it's saved right on the sideline by Sims, and then it's turned over, picked up by Rupert. 8th Marshall turnover. 5-10 first half. Toppers leading with the ball. Meyer, three. That's off the mark. That's an air ball. Missed wide left. Saved by Rupert. Picked up, then taken back by Scroggins. Oh, Jade Scroggins. Butts never saw her. Now Jade for three. Oh, she got it. What a sequence there. Jade with the steal after the air ball, and it's 18-10 Hillsboro. 4:45 for the first half. Hillsboro knocking down the three ball. That is the secret to their success. Although it's not much of a secret anymore. That ball poked away. Taken away by Meyer, then taken right back by the Commandos. Now they will slow it up, hold it out near midcourt with James on the left wing with Sims. She'll fire the three, missed it, and the rebound down to Rupert. Into the hands of Matouche. Sammy, long outlet. Meyer. Back off the window. It's good for Kylie Meyer. Her first bucket. And Hillsboro leads by 10. And Dorothy Gators needs a timeout. The Topper fans rise again. 4-11 for the first half in the state semifinal. Hillsboro 20, Chicago Marshall 10. Back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro knocking down shots here in the first half, and they lead Chicago Marshall 20-10. They have not trailed here tonight. They went wire to wire in their super sectional victory over Midwest Central, and they came out of the gates fast here tonight. Marshall had the ball first, and they had two or three offensive rebounds and point-blank looks that wouldn't go down. Matouche came down and buried a three, and Hillsboro was off and running, and they are certainly settled into this game now. They're doing a nice job of handling the pressure from Marshall. Not full-court pressure, but that really intense man-to-man half-court defense. Hillsboro's turned it over four times. Marshall's turned it over nine times already in the ballgame, and a number of those have been of the unforced variety. Shuffling the feet on a catch has happened a couple different times to Chicago Marshall as Dorothy Gators had to use the timeout. It'll be Chicago Marshall ball, 4-11 for the first half. Hillsboro leading 20-10. They rolled through the powerful South Central Conference undefeated. 6-20 win teams in there, and Teague told me yesterday, he counted it up, they beat 11 teams who won at least 20 games this year. Will Marshall become number 12? Long way to go. James out front, hounded by Scrugg. His pass is tipped away by Rupert, stolen by Jaden the Toppers. 10th Chicago Marshall turnover. Scroggins on the baseline to Reynolds. Bad pass looking for Harston. Turned over, just too tall for Nakaya. Now Marshall out in transition with James. Behind the back, stripped and stolen by Matouche. Quick hands from Sammy that time right there. Left wing with Rupert. Aubrey brings it head of the key. Bounce pass to Jade. Scroggins into the hands of Reynolds on the left wing. Emily will look for Matouche and find Sammy. Being hounded out there by Smith. Matouche keeps the bounce alive. Goes behind the back. Now high post feed to Harston. Nakaya spins around. She wants to attack. She's cut off. Finds Scroggins at the right elbow, and Jade traveled. Yep. She took that extra half step before she got the basketball put down. Sixth turnover on Hillsboro. 3:14 for the first half of play. Hillsboro 20, Chicago Marshall 10. A team that scored 90-plus points in both their regional games has 10 points with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Left wing with James. Top of the key to Butts. That 2-3 zone for Hillsboro, slowing the game down. They dump it down and turned it over as Zamudio's pass was too tall. 12th Marshall turnover. And the zone piece has definitely affected Chicago Marshall. Kylie Meyer will check back in. She will replace Emily Reynolds. See if Kylie maybe has settled down a little bit. She looked a little anxious her first go around, which is totally understandable playing here at Redbird Arena in the state semifinals. Scroggins, hesitation bounce, cut off, keeps the dribble alive. Now she's trapped in trouble, and it is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Hillsboro. Toppers have not had to use a timeout yet in the first half. 2:43 for quarter number two. 20-10 Toppers. Oh, back door. Matouche. Oh, the pass wasn't far enough, and then a push on Marshall as Sammy tried to elevate, and then they're going to get Gianna Smith on the push. As Matouche wound up on the floor, it'll be Hillsboro ball out of bounds. Toppers fortunate right there. 2:42, first half of play. It'll be Matouche to trigger in. Toppers stack everyone left side of the lane. Sammy will get it out to Meyer, left wing, into the hands of Jade, top of the key. Back to Matouche. Sammy lines up the three, left that one short behind the college line, and the rebound down to Marshall. And Butch, she gets it off to Smith. Quickly into the front court with Hudson, and offensive on Brandy Hudson. 13th turnover, fourth team foul. 2:27 for the half. Toppers lead 20-10. It was 11-5 Hillsboro after one. Now Marshall showing the full court pressure. Matouche and Scroggins in the backcourt. Inbounds pass goes to Jade. Marshall falls back now into their half-court man-to-man. Scroggins to Matouche. Nope, check that. Down to Meyer, who finds Matouche, and she draws the foul. Two free throws for Sammy. What a half here for Hillsboro. A dream half in a lot of ways. The foul went on Smith, her second. Sammy at the free throw line. About an 85% free throw shooter, but percentages don't matter much when you're playing in the state semifinal. 8 points for Sammy. The All-Stater, back-to-back years. Toss good. She has a chance to move into 11th all-time on the state scoring list this weekend. She needs 50 points to do it. She's got 9 right now in the first half of the state semifinal. 21-10 toppers. This for a 12-point lead. Got it. Pure on both tosses. 10 for Matouche, and Hillsboro leads by a dozen. 2:15 for the first half of play. A lot of people not wearing orange are shocked by this. Dribble drive, layup good for Recresia Sims. Really the first time Marshall's got to the rim uncontested. Sammy across the timeline. Toppers must have a strong closing 2 minutes here. Matouche lost the handle, dives at midcourt, and she's going to wisely call the timeout. Ball was jarred loose by Hudson, and then Matouche very heads up, got the timeout. A minute 50 for the first half, an important minute and 50 seconds for the Hilltoppers. 22-12, Hillsboro leading Chicago Marshall in the 2A state semifinal. We're back following these messages on WSMI. So Hillsboro uses the first timeout of the half. It comes at a minute 49 to play in the second quarter as they hold a 10-point lead. And a lot of times the final 2 minutes of a half and the first 2 minutes of a half are critical. And as well as Hillsboro has played, they do not want to give it back here at the end of the half. Rupert on the right wing hands the Scroggins. Out front with Jade. Dribble drive on the baseline, cut off. She will leave it for Matouche. 95 seconds for the half. Sammy finds Blankenship. Kicks to Meyer. Open for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Matouche. Put back is good for Sammy. She has a dozen in the first half. It's a 24-12 lead. Hillsboro doubling up powerhouse Chicago Marshall. 80 seconds for the half. Sims between the circles to James. Up top now to Sims. She'll put it on the floor. Tries the bounce pass. Tipped around but picked up by Hudson. Hillsboro really packing the paint. Hounding the Commandos on the inside. James out front as we are into the final minute of the first half. 24-12 toppers. They have not trailed here tonight. Here's Jimenez. Off to Smith. Check that butts. Into the hands of Sims. Off to James. Kicks back to Sims. 40 seconds for the half. Jimenez on the right wing. Bounce pass to Hudson in the high post. Brandy, nice underhand shovel. It's good for Butts. She has 8 and a 10-point lead for the Toppers. See if they can hold for the final shot. Half a minute for the first half. Sammy comes across the timeline. Turns the corner. A floater too strong and the rebound down to Marshall. 18 seconds for the half. Probably not the shot the Toppers are looking for there as Brett Teakin slaps his hands together and walks away. Hudson traveled. 14th Marshall turnover, and now the Toppers will be able to get that final shot. Everything going Hillsboro's way here in the first half. Meyer in the backcourt will get it into Scroggins. Jade. Clock is not running. The clock is not running. Now it's running. Pass is tipped around. Matouche has it, rips it away. Oh, good strong take for Sammy. Floater. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound, Blankenship follow, no. 1 second for the half. And after two quarters in the 2A state semifinal, Hillsboro has not trailed, and the Toppers lead Chicago Marshall 24-14. We'll come back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Redbird Arena getting set for the start of the third quarter with Hillsboro leading Chicago Marshall 24-14. Toppers have never trailed, led by as many as 12. Marshall an 18-8 advantage on the glass. 8 offensive rebounds for Chicago Marshall, and the Commandos will get the basketball to start the second half. Hillsboro will be in their 2-3 zone piece. Scroggins and Meyer up top. Tester in the middle. She sat most of that second quarter after picking up her second foul. Here comes Hudson on the attack, all the way to the rim. Missed the layup. Rebound back tap to Meyer. Hillsboro continues to frustrate the Commandos at the rim. Not trying to block the shot, but they are just congesting the painted area. Meyer, top of the key to Rupert. Aubrey brings it right side. Step back three. That is way short. Air ball out of bounds, and it'll go over to the Commandos. 7:36 for the third quarter. A 10-point lead for the Toppers. Here comes Sims into the front court. Leaves it off for Zamudio. That pass is tipped. Scroggins almost had it, but able to pick it up off the floor is Sims. She works left side. Top of the key now to Zamudio. On the left wing with Sims. Down to Hudson. Underneath, wide open Butts. Off the window. It's good. 10 points for DeShera Butts. And it's an 8-point lead for the Toppers. Scroggins across the timeline. Leaves for Rupert. Aubrey Rupert brings it across the head of the key. Picks up the dribble. High post to Tester. Claire. Heart of the lane. Matouche. Sammy is fouled. Nope, she traveled. Sixth Topper turnover. She shuffled her feet on that spin move. 6:54 for the third quarter. For the Toppers out of the break, an air ball and a turnover. Here's a three for Kaiser. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Tester has a nice rebound for Claire Tester. Had it jarred loose momentarily, able to get it back. Scroggins into the front court. Meyer off to Rupert on the left wing. Aubrey with the bounce, top of the key. Picks up the dribble, almost drugged that pivot foot. Gets it away to Scroggins. Jade Scroggins leaves for Rupert. Aubrey left wing to Meyer. Kylie Meyer. Bounce pass, top of the key to Tester. Into the hands of Scroggins. Jade. Down to the block to Matouche. Sammy draws a crowd, kicks to Tester. Claire, dribble drive, kicks to Meyer. Swings to Rupert. Open for three. Too strong this time. Offensive rebound to Claire Tester. Bounce pass to Matouche, right block. Sammy, under the rim, kicks to Meyer. In the corner with Rupert. Pass out to Scroggins, tipped and stolen by Zamudio. She attacks, missed it, and fouled by Meyer. Two free throws for Gianna. Check that, Naya Zamudio. First foul of the half on the Toppers. With 5:55 to play in the third quarter. For Meyer, that'll be her first. Naya Zamudio at the free throw line. She has 3 points tonight. Toppers led by 10 at the break. It's 8 right now. 2 minutes and 5 seconds gone by in the quarter. Free throw good for Zamudio. You know the Commandos are going to have a run and an answer. They're too good not to. Can Hillsboro weather it? They were able to weather Midwest Central's run in the Super. Much taller task here tonight at Redbird Arena. Zamudio with the second toss. Got them both. 5 for Zamudio. The lead is down to 6. Full court pressure from Marshall. Scroggins in the back court. Keeps the dribble alive. Now she races across the timeline. Jade, top of the key. Lost the handle, but it's picked up by Rupert off the floor. Hillsboro fortunate there. They need to settle down and collect themselves. Matouche, bullet pass. Tester off the window. It's good. That will help. 4 for Tester. Off the great find from Sammy. Back to an 8-point Hillsboro lead. In between the circles with James. On the left wing with Zamudio. Zamudio now handles out front. Leaves it off for Sims with the dribble handoff. That ball's jarred loose and turned over. 14th Marshall turnover. Here comes Sammy into the front court. She will almost pull up for three. Instead, leaves it for Meyer. I think she sensed the defender behind her. Kylie pops the three. Left it a little short. And the rebound down to Marshall. They want to run with DeJonye James. Races into the front court. Layup. Missed it. Rebound down to the Toppers. And Meyer. Another missed layup for Marshall. Matouche. Long pass to the midcourt to Kylie Meyer. Bounce pass to Scroggins. Jade. Back to Kylie. Down to the block. Tester. Claire spins around. Pass is tipped away and stolen. Claire hesitated and it costed her. 8th turnover for the Toppers. Now trouble at the backcourt. Sims with the handle. Has to give it away to James. Into the front court with Zamudio. On the baseline. Muscles her way up. Missed it. Rebound tipped around. And we have a foul on the rebound. Who's it going on? Marshall. Claire Tester did a good job to get her body in front there. 4:32 for the third quarter, an 8-point lead for the Toppers. Randy Hudson returns for Marshall. And a timeout on the floor. With 4:32 to play in the third quarter, Hillsboro 26, Chicago Marshall 18. We're back to Redbird Arena in the 2A state semifinal following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Redbird Arena. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. What a night it's been so far for the Toppers. Not quite to the midway point of the third quarter. Hillsborough leading Chicago Marshall 26-18. They have not trailed, led by as many as 12. Facing full court pressure in the backcourt. Meyer gets it into Scroggins, right back to Kylie. Quick return pass to Scroggins. Jade into the front court, leaves for Meyer. On the baseline with Tester. Claire brings it back out to Meyer. Hillsborough's turned it over eight times, three of them here in the third quarter. Block catch for Matus. Draws a crowd. Now she spins baseline, cut off. Out to Scroggins. Open for three. Short just grazed the front iron. Rebound down to the Commandos, and Sims races into the front court. Hudson with a spin. Shot is no good. Put back is good. Right there was Rakesha Sims. Check that, Zamudio. She has seven. And now we have a hold on the inbound. We get it on Marshall. And they will call Butts with the hold. Full court pressure. Lead is down to six. It was 10 at the half. Halfway through the third quarter. Jade Scroggins into the front court. Lobs down to Tester. Ill-advised. Tipped. Stolen. Here comes Marshall on the fly with James. All the way to the rim. Underhand shovel. Counted in the foul. Butts was pushed. She has a dozen. And the lead is down to four with the free throw coming. 3:45 for the third quarter. Toppers turning the ball over. And Brett Tekin not happy with that last pass from Jade Scroggins. The third quarter has belonged to Marshall so far. At the free throw line to Shira Butts. She has a dozen. Free throw is good. The lead was 10 at the half. It's now down to 3 with 3:40 to play third quarter. Matush in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline. Sammy keeps the bounce alive. Kicks to Tester. Claire, dribble drive, and she traveled. Didn't get the air brakes activated quick enough. 10th, Topper turnover. Fourth in the half. Check that, fifth in the half for Hillsborough. Here's a three for the tie. Short. Rebound down to Matush. Sammy will bring it out quickly. Down the middle of the floor. Senses the defender behind her. Able to slow up as Hudson ran into her, but Sammy keeps the bounce alive. Matush, top of the key. Spins. Dumps down to Tester. Tough catch for Claire. Reverse. Layup goes down for Claire. Nifty move for Tester. Tough catch. Tougher finish. 5-point lead for Hillsborough, 28-23, 3 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Zamudio out front with James, and Dorothy Gators wants a timeout. 2:54 for quarter number three. Hillsborough 28, Chicago Marshall 23. You're listening to the 2A state semifinal from Redbird Arena on WSMI. Following the Marshall timeout, Commandos have the ball, sideline trigger in the front court. Into the hands of James. She leaves it off for Rakesha Sims. Dribble handoff to Smith. 2:45. Oh, Hudson all alone underneath. Layup good with the left hand for Brandy Hudson. That's her first field goal. She has 3 points. Now it's tipped away, and Hillsborough will have to re-trigger. Emily Reynolds on the floor for the Toppers. It'll be Kylie Meyer to throw in. Meyer gets it into Scroggins. Jade back to Meyer. A 3-point lead for the Toppers. Scroggins into the front court. Meyer left wing. Blankenship is posted. Macy makes the catch off the window short. Gets the rebound back. Reynolds, 14-footer. Strong. And the rebound tipped away and eventually picked up by Marshall and DeShera Butts. 2:15, third quarter. Hillsborough leads by three. On the attack, Sims rises up, banks it down for Rakesha Sims. Here come the Commandos. The lead is down to one. It was 10 at the half. Meyer in the backcourt. Kylie gets it off to Scroggins. 2 minutes for quarter number three. Jade turns the corner. Bounce pass. Blankenship. Yes, for Macy Blankenship. Nice find from Scroggins. 30-27 Toppers. 107 seconds third quarter. Here comes James. Leaves it off for Sims. On the wing to Zamudio. Bad pass. Can Jade get there? No. And a foul on Jade as Sims beat her to the basketball. For Jade Scroggins, that'll be her first personal foul. Check that, second personal foul. Macy Blankenship out. Nakia Harston returns for the Toppers. 98 seconds for the third quarter. Commandos have the ball down by three. Stripped on the way to the 10, picked up off the floor by Meyer. Leaves it off for Meyer, almost stolen, but Harson, Johnny on the spot, saves possession. And then we have an official timeout here as one of the Commando players might be injured. That's Brandy Hudson. She was down with both her hands on the floor bracing herself. Now she is going to stay in the game, but she's kind of limping around out there. She will stay on the floor. 80 seconds, third quarter. Toppers lead by three. It was 10 at the half, as many as 12 earlier in the game. Meyer, Kylie, across the floor, dangerous. Scroggins, nice catch, baseline. Reynolds, yes, for Emily Reynolds. Big shot, Emily Reynolds. Her first field goal, she has three. And now Hudson is hurt. She's back down on the floor with her hands, and she is limping badly. She's going to have to come out now. Officials have stopped the game for her twice here in the last few moments, and she is clutching at her left knee, and she's going to have to come out of the ball game. Dorothy Gators is concerned. She's coming all the way out onto the floor. Hudson is now almost down on her knee. She's having trouble. She's not going to be able to get off on her own power. This is not what you want to see. One of the top players in the tournament injured right now in a lot of pain, and she has stumbled three or four times on her way to the bench as a couple of assistant coaches have to get her over to the bench with assistance. She does not want to put any weight on that left leg. She tried to tough it out. She just couldn't do it. She will take a seat. She is in a lot of pain. 66 seconds for the third quarter. Toppers lead by 5, 32-27. That's a deep three. Zamudio around and out, no good. Rebound down to Matouche. Sammy, good rebound. Hounded, and they're ripped away. Put back, no. Rebound to the floor, picked up by the Commandos. And Butts, follow is good. Around and down for Butts. She has 15. As Matouche had all sorts of Commandos around her, and now Hillsborough throws it away. Their 12th turnover, 41.6 seconds for the third quarter. 32-29 Hillsborough. They have not taken care of the basketball in the third quarter. Seven turnovers after just five in the first half. Zamudio for the tie, back rim. On the rebound, it belongs to Marshall and Sims. Now it's turned over. Nope, got back by James. The pass went through her hands. Meyer couldn't get it as James recovered. Zamudio on the wing with Sims. She picks up her dribble, leaves for Zamudio. Cut off, crossover, ball loose to the floor. Picked up by Zamudio. Out to James. 12 seconds for the quarter. Now James slows it up, checks the clock. James, top of the key. Left wing with Sims. Gets into the lane, wraparound pass, turned over. Smith was not ready for the pass, deflected off her shoulder, out of bounds. 2.4 seconds for the third quarter. Marshall has shaved 7 points off the lead. Into Matouche. Sammy, midcourt, that will not count. After three quarters in the state semifinal, it is Hillsborough 32, Chicago Marshall 29. We'll come back with the money quarter to decide who plays for the state championship following these messages on WSMI. Seven turnovers in the quarter for the Toppers. That was costly as Marshall outscored them 15-8. Hillsborough actually won the rebounding edge in that third quarter 8-7, but the seven turnovers allowed Marshall to get right back in the ballgame. The lead was 10 at the half. It's now down to 3. Hillsborough still has not trailed through three quarters. Toppers will get the basketball to start the money quarter. Can Hillsborough hang on, survive Marshall here in this money quarter? The money quarter of all money quarters for the Toppers. The Hillsborough fans are jacked up, making a bunch of noise. They by far have the most people in the gym right now. It's almost a home game, except, well, we're at Redbird Arena. Scroggins leaves it off for Matouche. The most important 8 minutes of all these Toppers' lives right here and now. Scroggins, top of the key. Rupert on the baseline to Emily Reynolds. She's double-teamed, in trouble. Steps through, and she's fouled. This team has handled pressure all season long. Can they handle it? The next 7:44. And play for the state championship tomorrow night. T-Town and St. Joaquin, the second semifinal coming up next here at Redbird. Here's Matouche in the left wing. We'll be taking you live to Neoga for the regional championship for Nokomis. Matouche for three, rimmed it out, and the rebound down to Chicago Marshall. Quickly in the front court with Sims all the way to the rim, layup good. Raquisha Sims with six, and the lead is down to one. Scroggins in the front court in trouble. That pass is tipped, but she was fouled. Yep, she got hit right on the arm. Late whistle, but it was the right call. 7:22 for the fourth quarter. Got Scroggins right on the arm. Hillsborough's going to have to take better care of the basketball than they did in the third quarter. Just five turnovers in the first half, but seven in the third quarter as the defense for Marshall has really picked up. The defending 2A champs have trailed the entire way. Scroggins in the backcourt. Jade off to Meyer, left wing. Kylie back to Scroggins. Jade kicks. Rupert open for three. Yes! Aubrey Rupert. Her first bucket's a huge one. 4-point lead for the Toppers. 7:05 for the ball game. Sims leaves it off for Zamudio. She's in trouble. Ball's loose. Harston ties it up, and Marshall will have it on the arrow. As Nakia Harston gets up with her hands in the air like, I'm not getting caught in any extracurriculars. What a big shot from Aubrey Rupert. Second time Marshall has closed to a point here in the second half. Hillsborough's had the answer both times. Hudson gets it in. Off the window. No. Another missed point blank. Rebound to the floor, and it's going to be off of Marshall, out of bounds. Hillsborough ball, 6:53 for the state semifinal. Meyer gets it away to Jade Scroggins. Jade, little hesitation, bounce into the front court. Bounce pass. Rupert, nice little ball fake. Another three. Nope, missed that one. And the rebound down to Marshall and Sims. That would have been a huge one. Here come the Commandos. Hudson crosses over to the rim. Layup, missed it again. Rebound picked up by Marshall. Missed it again. Rebound underneath. Saved by Marshall. Picked up off the floor by the Commandos. And James, another opportunity. As now Butts is slow to her feet. And a travel. Marshall missing point blank look after point blank look. Just like Plains. Just like Greenville. Will it end the same for the Toppers with them in the winner's circle? Long way to go. 6:19 for the state semifinal. Rupert into the front court. Leads for Scroggins. Jade back to Aubrey. Return pass to Jade. 35-31 Toppers. Meyer down to Harston. Nice catch, Nakia. Off the window. Oh, she missed it. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Marshall. That would have been a big one. Here comes James into the front court. Leads for Hudson. To the rim, layup good. Five for Brandy Hudson. The lead is two for the Toppers. Into the hands of Matouche. Sammy has not scored in the second half after 12 first half points. Matouche comes across the timeline. Sims right in her hip pocket. Matouche, Meyer, three. Can't get it. Rebound is off of Rupert. It'll belong to Chicago Marshall. A two-point lead for Hillsborough, 5:39 to play in the ballgame. Harston will check out. Claire Testa returns for Hillsborough. What a ball game here tonight in the 2A state semifinal. On the wing with Sims. In the corner now to Hudson. Good to see Brandy Hudson back on the floor. She still looks a little gimpy, though. They feed the post. Now they kick it out to Sims. Here's Hudson on the right wing. Puts it on the deck and a foul. On the floor, just the third team foul of the half. Marshall's also been whistled for four fouls in the half. That is actually the fourth on Hillsborough. Sideline out of bounds for the Commandos. A two-point lead for the Toppers. They've led the entire way. Baseline out of bounds for James. James looking on the baseline. Looking, needs to get it in. Does so right underneath. Two, Butts missed it, and the rebound down to Scroggins. Here comes Sammy. Pass ahead to Meyer. Kylie open for three. Can't get it. Rebound tapped around, picked up by the Commandos and Sims. Into the open floor. Here comes Sims. Down the right side, and contact and a block on Sammy. Free throws on the way for Recretia Sims. Fifth team foul on the Toppers. 5:04 to play in the state semifinal. 35-33, Toppers leading. At the free throw line, Recretia Sims. On the night, she has 6 points. Nokomis and Nioga for the 1A Boys Regional Championship. Coming up next, we'll have live coverage as soon as we're done here from Redbird Arena. Two free throws for Sims. First toss is no good. Bricked it. Marshall was 3 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 1 in the third quarter. Second free throw for Sims. This to get Marshall within one. Hillsborough must block out. Toss, good. 1 out of 2 for Sims. 1 point lead for the Toppers. 35-34. Hillsborough with the lead, facing full court pressure. Meyer gets it in to Matouche. Sammy double teamed, and that pass is tipped and stolen. Tried the quick shovel to Meyer, and it was stolen. Butts off the window, it's good, and Marshall has their first lead of the night. Butts has 17. 36-35 Marshall. Hillsborough trailing for the first time. Sammy on the attack. Wild shot, missed it. Rebound down to Hudson. In the open floor with Sims. Rokisha Sims all the way to the rim. Layup is no good. Rebound, and we have an over-the-back foul on Marshall and Butts. Fifth team foul on Marshall. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsborough. The Toppers have an answer after Marshall takes their first lead. Hillsborough led by as many as 12 in the first half. Hillsborough led by 10 at the half. And now Brett Teakin, I believe, wants a timeout. Nope, we got the media timeout. 4:39 to play in the ball game. Chicago Marshall has taken their first lead. They lead Hillsborough 36-35. We'll come back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. The biggest offensive possession of the Topper season right here and now. Marshall has come back and taken their first lead, 36-35. And it goes to Sammy Matouche. Been held scoreless in the second half. Meyer across the floor to Scroggins, back to Sammy. Matouche needs to get across the timeline, and she will do so. Picks up the dribble right at midcourt. Off to Scroggins, out near the timeline. Into the hands of Meyer. Off to Tester. Claire Tester. Rupert. Baseline, yes, for Aubrey Rupert. Big shot, Aubrey. She has 5, all in the money quarter. Hillsborough back in front, 37-36. Now they need to stop as we approach the midway point of the money quarter in this state semifinal. Down to Hudson. She traveled. Yep. 19 turnover. Tester got in her way. They got tangled up, and Hudson took the extra step. Hillsborough will have the lead and the ball as we approach the midway point of the final quarter. Oh, that pass is tipped and stolen by Sims. That pass is tipped, but the Commandos maintain out front with James. Into the hands of Sims. Off to Zamudia. 3:45 for the ball game. 37-36, Toppers lead. Clinging at this point. That pass got away from Marshall. Another turnover, their 20th of the ball game. Into the hands of Matouche. 3.5 for the ball game. Sammy, Meyer right wing. Rupert in the right corner. Bounce pass to Tester. Claire, wraparound pass to Matouche. Tough pass. Sammy, underhand shovel out to Meyer. Into the hands of Scroggins. Hillsborough needs a good possession. Marshall's gone zone. Scroggins out front. Into the hands of Tester. Top of the key. Claire Tester, dribble drive, layup off the window, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by the Commandos and Zamudia. Bounce pass, Butts across the lane, layup. Oh, she missed it. Rebound is a foul on Marshall. It'll be Hillsborough ball. The Commandos missed another one. That has Dorothy Gators perplexed over on the sideline. And that's the fifth foul, I do believe, on DeSharia Butts. It is. She's fouled out. She has 17 points. She's the leading scorer right now in the ballgame, and she is done with 3:01 to play. Toppers lead by a point with the ball. 3 minutes for a berth in the state championship. Matouche off to Scroggins. Jade back to Sammy. Sammy Matouche works right side with Kylie Meyer. Meyer, bad pass, and she airmailed it out of bounds. 15th Hillsborough turnover. Carly's had a rough night here tonight at Redbird Arena. Sometimes that means, though, that you wind up hitting the biggest of big shots. 37-36 Toppers. Here's Smith into the hands of Zamudia on the right wing with Sims. 2.5 for the ball game. 37-36 Hillsborough leading. Up top with James. into the hands of Zamudia. Off to Smith. Now they swing it to Sims. Back up top, Zamudia. That is a deep three, and she buried it. Well beyond the college line, Zamudia buries the three. She has 10. Biggest lead of the night for Marshall at 2, 39-37. Matouche off to Scroggins. Jade to Meyer. Corner, Rupert. Back to Kylie. Scroggins, top of the key. Back to Meyer for three. Missed it back rim, and the rebound down to Zamudio. Inside of 2 minutes. Zamudio has it poked away from behind. Ball to the floor off of Hillsborough and Meyer. A minute 49 for the ball game, and Dorothy Gators wants a timeout. Chicago Marshall, 39. Hillsborough, 37. The Commandos have the basketball when we come back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. Toppers need a stop. Marshall leads 39-37. Commandos have it on the baseline. Hudson looking all wide open underneath, and it's no good. Rebound picked up by Marshall and a foul. Again, an offensive rebound for Chicago Marshall, and Rakesha Sims will be at the free throw line. Another missed layup, but the Toppers could not get the rebound. That has been the story of the night. A two-point lead for Chicago Marshall. Sims at the free throw line made one out of two a few moments ago. She'll get two tosses here, has 7 points on the night. Toss good. Next one can make it a two-possession lead. Marshall took their first lead of the ball game here in the fourth quarter. This would be the first time they lead by two possessions. Toss is no good. Hit a lot of the iron. The rebound, though, off of Tester, out of bounds. It's Marshall ball. As Zamudio got the inside position there, it was tapped around off of Claire. 103 seconds for the ball game. Baseline out of bounds. Looking into Hudson underneath. Counted and the foul, Brandy Hudson. 7 for Hudson. The lead is 5 for Marshall with a minute 43 to play. 42-37. And Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 103 seconds for the state semifinal. Chicago Marshall 42, Hillsborough 37. We'll come back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. A minute 43 for the ball game. Toppers trail by 5. They led 37-36 with about 3 minutes to play. Actually, it was inside of 3 minutes. So a 6-0 run for Marshall, and they've got a free throw here with Brandy Hudson. The rebounding has been the story and the difference. Hudson's free throw is no good. Toppers need a bucket. 100 seconds for the state semifinal. Toppers trail by 5. Matouche has not scored in the second half, and she's blocked and fouled. That will be the 7th team foul, and it will send Sammy to the free throw line for the 1-1 bonus. Must tosses right now for Matouche. Harston in, Tester out for Hillsborough. A 5-point lead, Marshall's biggest of the night. They trailed the entire way through three quarters. Sammy looking for her first point of the half. Toss, good. Didn't even touch the iron. 13 for Sammy. This to get Hillsborough back within one possession. 96 seconds for the ball game. Matouche. Deep breath. Bends the knees. Toss. Good. First 2 points of the half for Sammy. Now Hillsborough will show a little bit of full court pressure. In the backcourt with Zamudio. Into the hands of Hudson. Comes into the front court. Brandy Hudson. Back out to midcourt to Zamudio. 85 seconds for the state semifinal. A 3-point lead for Marshall. They will spread the floor. Hillsborough's got to protect the rim with the floor spread here. Out front with Zamudio. Scroggins stays in front. Into the hands of James. Now off to Hudson. She will tuck it under her left arm. Harston comes out of defense. Hudson, she traveled! Or they got a foul. Foul or travel? What do we got? Foul. Harston, the guilty party. Hillsborough doesn't like it. That will send Brandy Hudson to the free throw line for the 1 in bonus. 66 seconds to play. Marshall's gotten all they wanted from Hillsborough here tonight. Hudson at the foul line. She just missed a toss a moment ago. Free throw. Short! Rebound tapped around. Who's it off of? Marshall. Hillsboro ball with 64 seconds to play. Matouche into the hands of Meyer. Final minute and turned over. 58.7. It's 44-39 to Marshall. Final minute, clock running. James gets it off to Hudson. Out front with James. Back to Hudson. Attacks, left-hand layup, missed it, put back good. Brandy Hudson with 9. Clock running, 45 seconds. Matouche down the lane, floater, no. And the rebound down to Marshall. Half a minute for the game. Chicago Marshall in the driver's seat now. Off to Smith. And tied up, and a whistle and foul on the Toppers. 26.8 seconds for the ball game. Free throws for Marshall. Oh, Hillsboro played so well for so long. Marshall found a different gear in that third quarter. Hillsboro still led late in the fourth quarter. Free throw is no good. Rebound down to Harston. Matouche into the front court. Behind the back bounce. Off to Rupert in the corner. Back to Aubrey. Have to take the three. She will, and Aubrey can't get it. Rebound to Matouche. Sammy off the window. It's good for Sammy Matouche. 16 for Matouche, and Brett Teakin takes a timeout. Just 11.6 for the ball game. Chicago Marshall 46. Hillsboro 41. We'll come back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. A 5-point lead for Chicago Marshall with 11.6 seconds to play in the ball game. Hillsboro needs a steal and a quick bucket. It will be James in the backcourt. She can run the baseline. Toppers in full denial mode, and it goes to Sims and a quick foul with just 1 second coming off the clock. Marshall's missed some free throws down the stretch here. Hillsboro needs them to miss another. That's a 10th team foul, so they'll need them to miss two. Double bonus time. At the free throw line, it will be Rocresha Sims. Two tosses for Sims. 10.7 to play. Free throw good. Sims with 9. That makes it a 6-point lead with 10.7 to play. Second toss is good. She gets the pair. 10 for Sims. 7-point lead for Marshall. Matouche lets it go to midcourt. Sammy now gets to the right elbow all the way to the rim. Lost it on the way up. Off of her leg, out of bounds. And Chicago Marshall's going to come back and beat Hillsboro. A 10-point lead for the Toppers at the half. Marshall got it down to 1. Checked out 3 after 3. And they're going to win the ball game here tonight. A quick foul with 4.4 to play. What a great effort, though, from the Toppers. They're going to be extremely disappointed with the outcome, but not in the way that they played. They went toe-to-toe with one of the great programs in the history of the state. Chicago Marshall here at Redbird Arena in the state semifinals. Toppers will play for third place tomorrow. We'll have it live for you, 5:30, here on FM 106. Free throw for Sims, good. 11 for Sims, makes it 49-41, Marshall. Second toss for Sims, just 4.4 to play. Free throw is good. A dozen for Sims, and it goes to Sammy. Matouche at midcourt behind the back. She's going to fire from midcourt, and that's it. Chicago Marshall, a second-half comeback, and they beat the Hillsboro Hilltoppers by the final of 50-41. A great effort from Hillsboro here tonight, and they will play for third place tomorrow here at Redbird Arena. Matouche and the Toppers shake hands at midcourt with the Marshall Commandos, and now Sammy will get set to shoot in the three-point showdown in the final four coming up. The Toppers were oh so close here tonight, led by as many as 12 in the first half, 10 at the break. And then Marshall in that third quarter outscored Hillsborough 15-8 as Hillsborough had 11 turnovers in the second half after just five of them in the opening quarter. Actually, they finished with 18 turnovers, so 13 second half turnovers for the Toppers as they come up just a little bit short here tonight in the 2A state semifinal. Chicago Marshall 50, Hillsborough 41. The Toppers will play for third place tomorrow, and we'll have it live here on WSMI FM 106. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Redbird Arena, and Topper assistant coach Bobby Allen has joined us. And Bob, that was a lot of fun. I know the outcome isn't what you guys wanted, but you went toe-to-toe with the powerhouse tonight.
As many times as Marshall's been to state and you know, nine state titles and been here 22 times, I think this is their 22nd. Heck of a head coach and Dorothy Gators. And, you know, honestly, I thought we gave them as much as they wanted. And
yeah,
we kind of succumbed to their pressure a little bit in the second half. And they did an excellent job on Sammy in the second half playing defense. And, it was tough for her to get buckets. And the other girls, you know, did their best. And honestly, you know, we had a lead until, halfway through the third quarter.
Yeah.
And it's tough when you only put a, 14 or 15 points up on the board in a half. And, you know, that's credit to them because of the defense that they played and the pressure that they put on us causing us to turn the ball over.
Yeah, let's see. 13 turnovers in the second half after just five in the first half. But you're right, the pressure was really ratcheted up. But just you guys showed so much grit and determination tonight like you have all season long. But, I mean, it's obviously frustrating and crushing in a lot of ways to lose a game like that, but heads to be held high because for the longest time they were very nervous.
Oh yeah, it's we got out to a 10-point lead by halftime. We controlled the whole first half. Honestly, the first half was just a mirror of the second half, except the other team was turning the ball over. They had 13 turnovers in the first half. We only had five, and we did a good job of doing everything we wanted to do. And second half, they got to the hole a lot more. We turned the ball over more, and it didn't allow us to get into the zone that we wanted to. When we were in the zone, they had a real tough time scoring. But when they were able to run in the open floor, there's no way we can stop them. And we knew that coming in, and that's what we tried to avoid. But a few too many mistakes in the second half. But the girls have had a wonderful season.
Man.
Hopefully they don't take this as a loss as much as, you know, it's the Final Four and we still have a huge game tomorrow, and going 1-1 up here is not going to be a bad thing for anybody.
No, and that's the great thing about getting to state. You can lose a game and still get another game.
Exactly. We know when we won Super Sectionals on Monday night that we were going to play twice up here. Everybody in the world would want it to be in the state title game, but you know, only two teams can get there, and it's not like we played any sort of team that didn't know what they were doing. Marshall's got a great record and everything else, and our girls played great, held their heads high all night. I know they're going to be sad tonight when we go back to the hotel and when we watch the T-Town St. Joe game, but hopefully by the time 5:30 rolls around tomorrow night, they're ready to go and be much happier taking home a third-place trophy than a fourth-place trophy. But either way, it's going to be a fantastic season.
Yeah, and I mean, this was a game we talked about coming in. It's the beauty of the state tournament. Small school versus Chicago, and for the longest time, you guys were in control of the game.
Yeah, we were able to play our style of ball and keep them from getting out, and it was the old David versus Goliath mentality, and the girls kind of had a chip on their shoulder all day, knowing that we were playing a public high league. And, we would have loved to win, but there's not a single coach on our bench that didn't think the girls, you know, put forth their best effort. It's not like, you know, we got beat because we were out there going 75%. The girls put together a heck of a game.
And I mean, when you get in an environment like this, you want to be able to say, we played a good game and the other team just beat us.
Right.
And that's what you guys can say.
We were behind at the end of the fourth quarter. And you know, it's one of those things where athleticism kind of took over for Marshall, and they had a bunch of athletes out there. I thought when Butts fouled out, we might have a chance, but they honestly even came together a little bit more and played some tough ball. So, you know, again, kudos to our girls for a great outing, but congrats to Marshall for moving on.
Bobby, thanks for a few minutes of your time, sir.
No problem.
Bob Allen, the assistant coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, we thank you very much for stopping by here for a chat after a very tough loss for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. They led the entire first half, led the entire third quarter. We're leading 37-36 late, but Marshall able to finish strong. Marshall outscored Hillsboro 21-9 in the fourth quarter as Marshall will play for back-to-back state titles in Class 2A tomorrow night. Hillsboro will play for third place. They will get the loser between St. Joe Ogden and Totopolis. Sammy Matouche getting set to shoot in the final four of the three-point contest here at Redbird Arena. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap it up, then get you off Tuna Yoga following these messages on WSMI.